Outgoing Mayor Catherine McGarry broke her silence on Wednesday morning, wishing the new mayor and council well, and thanking her campaign team. McGarry was unseated by Jan Liggett in Monday's municipal election, 12,567 votes to 11,441. In a statement to Cambridge Today, McGarry congratulated Liggett and everyone who ran for elected positions. "Congratulations to Cambridge's incoming mayor and council," McGarry said in her email. "It takes conviction, courage and commitment to put your name on a ballot. Congratulations to everyone who stepped up for our community to run for elected office. Thank you to all the supporters and voters." Reflecting on her time in office, McGarry says she is proud of what she and her team accomplished over the past 4 years. She pointed to breaking ground on the new recreation center, facility upgrades at the Preston Memorial Auditorium, the new soccer complex coming to Fountain Street, and seeing the next phase of the Ion Light Rail Transit project pushed through for Cambridge as moments she will remember. "I was elected to get things done at City Hall, and that's what we did," McGarry said. "We have continued to keep property taxes low while making city services more efficient and merging Energy Plus with Brantford Power, providing good value for taxpayers' money. Grandbridge Energy will continue to provide the city with a dividend that is expected to grow." Now that her time in office has come to an end, she hopes the incoming mayor and council continue to push forward on these issues. "As someone who has called this community home for over 34 years, I know that these are the issues that actually matter for our families and community," she said. "Now that the campaign is over, I hope the incoming council focuses on these important issues, listens to experts and works collaboratively with upper levels of government. I wish them luck in tackling some of the most challenging issues we have ever experienced over the next 4 years." Finally, McGarry took some time to thank her team and all those who supported her. "I want to thank my campaign team, volunteers, those who donated to my campaign and took signs," she said. "For now, I will focus on family, resting and recovering and welcoming a new grandson due next month."